Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the shiur. We're holding the fifth shiur on Matachan LeMaisa, Shaduchim and Parnasa. And today's topic is, who has Shaltzut to who? Do we have to Shaltzut to Hashem, or is Hashem Shaltzut to us? Good question. Who Shaltzut to who? Do we have to Shaltzut to Hashem, or is Hashem Shaltzut to us? In this day and age, you have to ask that question, right? Some people think that Hashem shall suit to them.
That's
how guys are, right?
That's what
you're
supposed to do.
Yeah, he shall suit to me. There's an unbelievable Rabbeinu B'chaye in the Akdama to this week's Parsha, or Parsha Tzav. He brings down a pasuk, Ish Reyim L'Hisraya. Praised is the Ish Reyim. Praised is the person who has friends. Isn't that amazing? Ish Reyim L'Hisraya. Praised is the person who has friends. If you're a person that has a lot of friends, you deserve praise. Why? Because if you have friends, that shows you have two good midas. One mida is you don't have a gaiva. Because about gaiva, nobody wants to be his friend. You can't handle him. You have to be more of a mabrius. You have to be getting along with everybody. So if you have friends, it means you don't have a gaiva. And the other praise is that you're not afraid of people. A person who's very tzibrach in a guy, he doesn't have shaychas to people, he doesn't have relationships with people, but he's very afraid of them. He's like very, very intimidated. He can't get to know people. So a person that has friends, he means he's makusha with them, he cares about them, he's involved, he has relationships, and he has the seichel to know how to have the friends. Like Lamashal, it says, you shouldn't visit your friends so often. Visit too often, you make him sick of you. You might get mias from you. Don't visit so often. That means you have to have a seichel when it comes to having friends, how to do it in a way that makes sense. It needs to work, right?
Some of it, I'm saying, that Abisham made a teva, some people are extroverts, some people are introverts, extroverts.
Right, but so there's different midas that you have to work on. When a person's too meruchik from people, it's not a healthy thing. He has to work on getting close to people. When a person's too gaivadik, it's also not good. So the middle path.
Some just schmoozes. They love to schmooze. They have
high. Right, but even then, they have to know not to overdo it. Some people can't handle it. It's too much, You want to be smart. And when you have friends, yesh oyev davik mach, it's a very good thing to have friends. It's better, sometimes a friend will help you better than a brother. More friends, you have more people to help you, more chesed. So there are two bad midas when it comes to a chavershaft. This tachnunim yada barash. A person who's like an ani, he's using it as a bad mid over here that he's like, he's so poor, he's like meruchik from the people. He's so poor, he's like, he feels like down, and he doesn't feel part of the people. And Asher Yana Azis, Asher, he's too chutzpahdik. People can't be friends with him. It's too much. Gets it, both midas to Asher, midas to Ani, he's saying, Rabbeinu Bechai is saying it's not good. He'll take the middle path. The middle path is Ish Reyim, the person that has friends. That's the middle path. He's not afraid of people, and he's also not about Gaiva. And he gets tremendous talents from that. Dvash, matzasa, achal, dayacha, pentispa, v'ikasa. Just like when you eat honey. You eat a little honey, it's geshmak. You take a little taste of honey. You start dumping in your mouth too much, it's mias. So everything has to be the right amount. So he shells su, why is he bringing in over here Parshas Tzav? He shells us to Tashem. That just like, but I'm the chaveiro. You have to know how to, you have to be smart. You have to know how to make friends in the proper way. So to Hashem, it's the same thing. You have to know the proper mahalach with Hashem to be Eish Reim with Hashem. Why? The Maran Chagiga asks the Stira, it says, Hoka raglachem beis avicha. You should stay away from your friend's house, beis chavrecha. Don't come so close. The Maran is dashing on coming to the beis hamikdash. Don't come to the beis hamikdash so often. In fact, the Maran says, Ovei beisecha ba'aylas. You should come often. You should come. Zakti Gemara Mar Chagiga, Lo Kasha, Kam Ba'olus Shlamim, Kam Bechatas V'Asham. Chatas V'Asham, you shouldn't come so often. Shlamim, Ayla and Shlamim, it's good to come with Ayla and Shlamim. So what's the vart? The vart is that a person that doesn't come to Hashem, it's not good. The person that's meruchak from Hashem, he's like, I don't want to get involved. Right? I don't want to get involved. It's wrong. You should have a shaychas to Hashem. But you shouldn't overdo it. Like l'mashal, the guy to make a church. What's the side of a church? You do a veiris and then you dump your veiris over there. The Hashem's saying, no, I don't want you to come like mechsach hamish over here. Hukaraglecha, stay away. Don't come so often. If you do a veira mal, you can do shuva, but don't start making it to church. So it means that the Hashem also needs hadracha. If you're not close to Hashem, it's not good. Some people, they say, I'm not getting involved. You know, betacha and Hashem, I'm not touching this topic. Yeah, they have like mind blocks on. He's saying, no, that's wrong. You have to get involved. You have to have shaychas. You'll get shaychas to Hashem. It'll be a bracha for you. Then you have people, on the other hand, that they get too hamish. They get the bechina of achva too much. So he's saying over here, Bein HaBachai, that you have to take the middle path. Middle path is the way that has no gaiva to it. You don't get the gaiva problem. On the other hand, you do have still the achva. It's very interesting because there's two karbanos, the carbon of an ani and the carbon of an asher. So the chinuch says that it's really a different bechina to understand each carbon. The carbon of an asher is that he brings a carbon and it says that the carbon instead of me, right? I'm really supposed to be a carbon. Instead, I bring a carbon instead of me. But the mincha, which is the carbon ani, doesn't have that bechina, right? It's just the carbon mincha. It's not instead of me. Right, I'm not a piece of bread. So what's the var? So the chinuch says that by ani pshat is the ani is bringing a carbon. Pshat is he doesn't have that much money. He's bringing a carbon. It's coming from him that he's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kash is so it means that the ani is not having the usher's carbon. The usher is not having the ani carbon. What's pshat? So the Rebbeinu Chai is very good because the usher has gaiva, right? So how does he have to get rid of this gaiva? He has to be mark of a carbon tachtov, right? Instead of me. So I have to bring a behema, which is Meshengen Ani. He doesn't have the gaiva. What's the Ani's problem? He feels like a piece of garbage. He feels like, what can I do? And Hashem, I have Shaychas Hashem, I'm an Ani. He doesn't feel the gaiva. So his it's is he has to bring a mincha that Hashem shows, I want your carbon. I want you to have Shaychas to me. So each one has to misaken his thing. The Ani has to misaken, he feels away from Hashem. He's to bring a mincha that Hashem appreciates his carbon. And the Asher, he has to be makav kilo yikavatsman. There's two different bechinas. The maridika shtim is the maridika techinah. Like upon him, the same yisoid that we have in the base of mikdash is with betachan the same yisoid. Haka ragel chav in base riacha pe yismach v'sainacha. You shouldn't come so often to your friend because he's going to start hating you. So too, with Hashem, you have the same problem. Asher yana azis and tachnu yida barash. Tachnu yida barash. The problem is that you're not involved enough. You don't feel shaychas Hashem, which is not good. Asher yana azis. The problem is that it turns into gaiva. It turns into and both of them are bad midas. Like it says roish v'asher al titanli. I don't want to have the nias and ashiris. Both not good. So what's the bechina? How you come to Hashem in the right way? Like David HaMelech says, "Bo nishtach v'nichra, nivrcha l'fnei Hashem ayseinu." We come to Hashem b'hachna, kiu alikenu v'anachnu am marisai v'tzayin yaday. Hayayim mekadosh Hashem. We come. We feel like tzayin. We feel like a bechin of tzayin. The concept of coming to Beis Hamikdash is that you feel that you're a tzayin of Hashem. Al takshul v'avchem, but you don't become the gaiva. So that means that you have to shel tzu to Hashem in a gather of tzayin, right? You have to shel tzu to Hashem in a gather of tzayin, that Hashem's going to take care of you. And you have to feel like his tzayin. You have to feel like he's taking care of you. You have to feel that bechina. If you don't feel that kervis Hashem, then it's a chasarn. If you don't feel the kervis Hashem, it's a chasarn in your relationship with Hashem, that you're too meruchik. So we just had in the daf in Eil Metzias, chayecha kaidman, right? That even if you have mitzia, but if you're going to work and you need the money for your own livelihood, you don't go get the mitzia. What's the varchiach hakaidman? What's shachiach hakaidman? The other guys are Moshe Feinstein. I should go help him. I'm not more chashu than him. This is a beautiful shtickle from Shishim Pinkus on the pasuk in Perek Tzadik Aleph in Tehillim. of Yibum Mitzadcha Ela from Vav Minacha, that a guy's davening in Shul, he says, you know, Hashem, I feel so close to you, Hashem, everything you do for me. Those 10,000 guys, let them drop dead. The other 10,000 guys, let them drop dead. And meanwhile, the guy next to you is saying the same thing, right? He's saying, oh, those guys should drop dead. Meanwhile, each guy's telling the other one should drop dead. So which one's dropping dead? Yibum Mitzadcha Ela Rav Minacha. So he said, the Teretz is, they once went on a train. Shishmi used to live in America. He was going to yeshiva in Beis Tam, went on a train, and there was a big picture of a guy pointing, and he's pointing at you. No matter where you stand on the train, he's pointing right at you, right? What's the vart? That the vart is that Chayecha Koyimin is that if you don't feel like a ben of Hashem, if you don't feel special to Hashem, each person has to feel special. And that's the whole lach of Chayecha. I want to tie it up. That's the whole lach of Chayecha Koyimin. Taka Eri, Moshe Feinstein, it was all very nice, but I feel with Hashem, Yibom Mitzidcha Ezra Vav Minacha.
That's how you feel.
That's my hargish, because a ben has to always feel special to his father. Mitzad, if you're a tzayin of Hashem, you're connected to Hashem, you're machniyat to Hashem, so you feel taka, the Rebbein Shalom's ava to you, chayacha kaidmi, you taka feel the most important person in the world. You taka feel like the most important person in the world, because you're a ben of Hashem. Yibom Mitzidcha, I thought the guy is saying the same thing next, he's not a stira. Each ben feels that shaychas to Hashem. It's like that picture, the guy pointing at you. You have to feel Hashem's looking at you, because it's true. It's true, Taka. Chayecha Koyimin. That's the din Chayecha Koyimin, that you have to feel the most special person in the world. But here's the problem. The minute you feel that way, you can fall into gaiva. It's a very, very equal balance. Everything's in a balance, right? You feel the most special person in the world, and you're supposed to Taka Chayecha Koyimin. Why? Because you're feeling your shaychas to Hashem. Look what Hashem's doing for me. All the chasadim, you mark here. But then, this is what the Rebbeinu B'chai is saying over here, that you can fall into Ashiras, which is Asher Ya'ana Aziz, right? So you have to feel, you can't be an Ani, right? Because the Ani feels Yedah Barash, he feels he has no shaychas. That's wrong, right? Yibum Tzedcha Elof, he's supposed to feel the Kesher to Hashem, not an Ani. But then he can become an Asher. Then he can become a Yedah Barash. Right? See, it's a very...
It's a very
delicate thing, yeah.
To balance out.
And the Chodesh of Ovid says that the way Gaiva works, very interesting, the minute that you're forgetting it's a gift from Hashem, Yashayizkoha Adam B'davar M'divri Ha'olam, it may be l'zeh the b'zayis espala toiva, muta etzai. The minute that you forget it's a toiva from Hashem, you're mevaz the b'al toiva. The minute you forget it's a gift, you mevaz the baal taiva. A guy gives you a gift, and you're not makir that he gave you a gift. You mevaz the baal taiva. So the minute you forget that Hashem gave you the life as a gift from Hashem, in other words, when you get a gift from Hashem, it shouldn't be upping the gaiva in you. It should be upping the Hashem. Hashem's giving you a gift, even though you don't deserve it. It's more Hashem. But if you don't do the more Hashem thing, and you think that you mevaz the baal taiva, and you forget how easy it could go away when the seal mats light. What's the next step? What happens? It's a mud nazach, a mensch, how quick Chos of Avis in Shar Kniya, in the ninth parak in Shar Kniya. The first, the minute you mevaz the Baal Teva, the next step, it doesn't take that long, is Kihu Hametiv La'atzmai. What's the shaychas? Okay, I'm not the biggest makir toiv, but now all of a sudden you become that you are the mativ. How does that happen? Teretz is it's a very slippery slope. Hu a mativ b'la'atzmai, v'kayna aisa b'kaychev v'chachmasai. It goes very quick. You know, the remez by Haman in the Torah is mina eitz, right? Mina eitz. And what did Haman say? Haman said, Kozen a shavali. It's like he has the whole Gan Eden, and it's not good. He has to eat from that tree. Kozen a shavali. He had everything. One rabbit didn't back down, it's finished, the whole thing. So if you look at the words, it says, Kozen a shavali. It's a li is yod, shav is hey, van vehu is the vav, and the hey. It's yud ke vav ke backwards. So Reina Mechai says by Purim and Karakamach that he's Mevaz Hashem. It's backwards, Hashem Hashem. At the end of the word, he's Mevaz Hashem. Kozen a shavali. He's Mevaz Baal Taiva. Right? Kozen a shavali. What is the cause that neshava will come from? It comes from mevaza baal taiva. That you're not realizing it's a gift. So you mevaza kol the cause that neshava. So then he comes to, now it's already, he's the biggest baal gaiva. Then he comes to Haman eight, that's Haman. He's rejecting Hashem. So the gaiva of the person, when a person has taka, the proper hakara, but he has to have the achna to realize the gift from Hashem, not because he deserves it. And the Tanchuma, in this week's Pasha Sav, in the beginning of Tanchuma, unbelievable, is someone who pushes himself up is going to go be'esh. He ha'ayla ala maikta. The ayla goes al maikta. Who's it going on? So Medrash is going on Esav. So we look at Esav as a bum, right? It's time a bum, it's a dreita cup. It says over here in the Medrash, by a base Yaakov Eish, a base Esav Lahava, a base Esav Lakash, Loyal Mahaba, not Oil Mahaza. This is the Oil Mashaker, by the way. In the Oil Mashaker, fine, you know, Esav thinks he's the Rash Kabhag. But listen to this. Loyal Mahaba, because Shbarcha Nifram Esav, Ma'esav Aisa, Misate Batalisai, Kizakain, Ubava Yoshev Leitzel Yaakov. In Oil Mahaba, Esav puts on his talis and sits next to Yaakov and says, I want my schar. Esav, in Olam Haba, he could have fooled you. Not in the Olam HaShaker, in Olam HaEmes. And the Yishalmi Yadarim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, in the Yishalmi Yadarim, Parag Gimel, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoy De Ba'atzmi has to come be Megala Esav, it's Rishis. Why? Because the Nekuda of Esav was Gaiva. That means that Esav Mitzad himself was a Zaken Yeshiv Yeshiv, he could be a Grace of Talmud Chacham. But inside was gaiva, and it was the rejection of Hashem. And Hashem himself had to megal it, because it wasn't nicker, b'fnei atzmai. It wasn't nicker. So you see that a person could grow and tire and everything, but he could have tifa rain. The Eibush just sees his gaiva in there. That's all. He's not makar Hashem.
You see it all the time.
It's not makar Hashem. So you have to mechniat Hashem. The problem is that on one hand, you're seeing Hashem's, you're feeling Hashem's, you're feeling Hashem's, the hergish of Hashem, but could turn into gaiva. Could turn into gaiva.
Well, then you're a person who's a Baal HaTochen.
You're a Baal HaTochen, and then this is what happens next. Hashem has to do this for me. You ever have a guy, why didn't Hashem do this for me? Kashas on Hashem. It's a no. In this world, there's no such thing as a Vaday Gomer, that Hashem has to do anything. There's no questions on Hashem. There's unbelievable medrash, a Yalka and Tilman, the Pasuk Keli Keli, which is going on Esther, Keli Keli. And Esther said, Nishtana Alai Sidra Shel Olam. Hashem was Mishana, the Seder Olam. What's the Seder Olam? The Seder Olam was that Sarah was kidnapped by Pari, and Hashem got involved, and he made that the whole house of Pari should be... it's a ras, Hashem protected her. Soksari Menu, the Shtanalai Sijr Shalom, the Shtanalai Sijr Shalimais, Esther said, Mistana Sijr Shalom, Maasari Menu, the Sheikhva Pari Lelech Laila Echad, Laka Hi Vichal B'nei Besai, B'negoyim, Anisha Ni Nasna Bechekish Shalarasha Kala Shanam Alalu, Veinata Oisali Nisim. I'm the biggest tzedekus, and you don't do nisa. I'm sitting all these years with this shmantz over here. What's the vart? Esther was a nechi aster panim. That's Hester panim. That means that Esther was a bechena of Hester panim that Hashem didn't do the nisim for. And where's the remnants of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem in the Megillah? So Rebbeinu Bechai says it's Yavai Hamelch V'Haman Hayoyim Yud Kei Vav Kei in the worst part of the Megillah that Esther has to go and sit with Stalin and Hitler for a meal. Is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Hashem Hashem. Why? Because she was Makir. It's all has to put him. It's all Hashem. So what's the Vart? The Vart is that in this world there's no such thing as a Vade Gomer that Hashem has to do anything. The only Vade Gomer is that Hashem is the boss. That's the only Vade Gomer. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is in Yavai Melech V'Haman Hayoyim. People come along with Tachan and they say it's a Vade Gomer. Hashem has to listen to me. That's the biggest kfir in Hashem itself, because you're not makir that Hashem is the boss. If Hashem has to be the boss in your mind, in this world before you start any bitachon. And even Rabbi Akiva, who was the biggest Tana, he got killed in a way that Malachi Asharis couldn't understand. What's the Vart? And Rabbi Akiva himself said that this is the biggest Kabbalah Malach Shemayim, that the Malachi Asharis don't understand it, but that's Gufo B'Makabal Hashem as the Melech, that he is the boss. That's the Vart of Malachi Hashem, that I'm Makabal Hashem in a way that I don't understand it because he's the boss. That's the holy side of a boss. If I'm in control of this boss, then he's not a boss. What's the holy side of a desire? You go and you make on the way desire. What's the thing make on the way desire? You throw rocks on the way desire. Terah says, I'm in control. I'm in control. That's an way desire. A God that you control is an idol. It could be even that the Torah says you get a Richas Yamim for doing Kibbutz Aveim. You get a Richas Yamim for Shulch HaKan. And a kid went up to do Shulch HaKan with Tzivoy of Kibbutz Aveim and he got killed. Because in this world, Hashem is the boss. It is in the Olam Ha'emes, is Ayim Shekuli Taiv. In this world, there's no such thing as a Vade Gomer except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So Mela, that's Pshat, why the Chavis of Vavis says that in order to have B'tachan, you have to learn Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina, and Shara Vodin Silikim. Right? He says in the Perek Zayin in Shara B'tachan, that if you don't learn all three Prakim, you're gonna lose B'tachan. So the kasha is Bishlam Yichud Hashem and Bechina. I have to know it's Hashem. I was who I'm B'tachan. I know it's Hashem. Why do I have to have a void this elikim? What do I have to avoid this elikim for? The teretz is that a God that you don't have to serve is an idol. That's not Hashem. You know, Trump talks about God too. You know what type of God he means? He's the God in his pocket that he controls that God. That's the God he's referring. He's not talking about what does it mean, Hashem? Hashem means someone that you have to be over him. He's your boss. Otherwise, it's not Hashem b'chlal. What makes it Hashem? That you're in control of him? That you control Hashem, you make on the floor in front of the God? That's an idol. So until you makir that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that makes all the decisions, then there's no Hashem b'chlal. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. That I'm a Kabbal Hashem, even if he kills me like this. If there's a kasha on Hashem, if someone says, I had betachon, I have a kasha, it didn't work. There's no Hashem b'chlal. There's no Kabbalah Hashem in the first place. In order to be Hashem, it has to be, he's the boss. It's like you come to an office, right? You want to work for the guy. He'll be a great boss for you. Everything will be good. But you have to know he's the boss. If you're not mak, he's the boss, then it's Heitzach Nishan. You think you're the boss over here, right? Then it doesn't start out. The whole program doesn't start. What does it mean Hashem is the boss? Hashem is the boss is that every single thing in the world Hashem has a veto power on. That's what it means he's the boss. No matter what you come with, all your kashas, all the kashas in the world, if you're not makabel Hashem, that Hashem is the boss here, he's the only vade gomer. Not what you want, that's not the vade gomer. If you say, what I get is vade gomer and I have a kash on Hashem, then there's no Hashem in the first place. You know, betachan Hashem, there's no Hashem. How can you betachan Hashem? Hey, betachan Hashem. The first has to be a boss. Otherwise, it's a god. It's an El Zar, it's an idol. The first has to be the concept of Hashem. What does it mean, Makabal Hashem? Makabal Hashem means that no matter what it says anywhere, even the Farish of Sukkim, Hashem is the boss. In this world, it's Olam Hesed upon him, and he is the full boss over here. People nowadays, they're very busy. Ritzon Yireh of Yaseh, they're really gracious tzaddikim, you know, they control Hashem. Hashem Yirachem.
So where in Prime Gosham maybe you say Inan Mavada, if you think about Inan Mavada,
So everything in this world works up to a point. Right? Everything in the Torah works. Right? The Torah says if you're a good Jew, you'll get rain, you'll get everything good. If you're a tzaddik, Hashem will protect you. Everything works till a point. Everything in this world works up to a point. And that point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss here. Once you go to a job, you get a job by a guy, you're mocking, he's the boss. Now it's already a different game. Now you're playing the game. Till you're mocking, he's the boss, you're not playing the game. The minute he chops, that you don't chop, he's the boss here, he's throwing you out of there. You have to be mocking, he's the boss. What does it mean Hashem's the boss? Hashem's the boss is that he is on top of everything. No matter what you come with all your cheshbonos, he has veto power. Until you're mocking that, there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no boss. Once you come to be makir that he's the boss, and yishtaka shaltsu, and yishtaltsu to Hashem, just like you go to work, right? Yishtaltsu to the job. You don't tell the boss, yishtaltsu, he'll take care of you, taka. You have to shaltsu. It's not your world. It's Hashem's world. What does Hashem do with Yosef? Shalach lefneim ish, levenim ka Yosef, ani be bechevel raglai, the words of Hashem made him pure. Hashem cleaned them out. So he was makir that this world, Hashem's here to purify me, not that I'm in Baal Bas over here. It's unbelievable. Arachai Makadosh, Mamisha, a very, very special Arachai Makadosh in Parshas Tzava, says, Chayav Adam Levarach Al Arok Hashem Shavarach Al Taiva. It's a very schwer thing. Listen to Arachaim HaKadosh. It says, Lashon Arachaim HaKadosh. V'hoya ha'davar k'tsas b'enei rachok. Chayav Adam L'varach HaRok Hashem Shavarach HaTayv b'simcha. You have to have the same simcha on a ra than on taiv. Arachaim HaKadosh, can you imagine? He says that's all Lashon. Haya hadavar tzas be'enai rachok. It's a little far from my eyes that Chazal should be mechayev us to have the same simcha on a ra and a taif. It's tzas be'enai rachok. It's very far, a little bit far from my eyes. The lashon erachaim hakadosh. Haya hadavar tzas be'enai rachok. How can
he's asking a kasha in the way.
Yeah. Ksas be'enei rachak. How is the shayach simcha on the ra? In America, we have even bigger kasha. Gadol kasha be'enei. Someone came to a gadol. He said to him, you know, it says that certain tzaddikim, they died b'seva taiva. They got everything in the world they wanted. So he asked him, where do you find later on such a person that he got everything he wanted? So God said, what do you mean? Every American gets whatever he wants, right? Every American gets whatever he wants. So
someone came up to me, they lost a child. She said, you had cash in Hashem. She says, the kid was 20 years old. She said, for the 20 years you had, did you ask why was Azir to such a kid? Now you have cash, it didn't go.
But how do you bench out the rock, Hashem Shemarach al Taif? That's Shver. How do you do that? How do you pull that off? Zokta Arachaim HaKadosh HaYisurim HaMakrivim Anfei HaNeshama. The Yisurim connect your Neshama Shehaya Kechukim Mishurashim She'ein Lecha Ma'amid Ka'ayzas Hashem Alekav Ein Shechal Ra'o Ma'ar Ka'ayzas Hashem. There's nothing worse in this world than being disconnected from Hashem. Through Yisurim, you feel closer to Hashem. There's nothing in this world being meruchak from Hashem, nothing worse. And that's how you get simcha. Hello. You feel the connection to Hashem through the Yisurim. The kiras Hashem through the Yisurim. That is the simcha. Hello, no?
As Rabbi Rubashkin, how he felt before coming into jail and after going to jail. So two different people. Obviously, that's not what a person wants to write the prescription for himself, but once you go through it, you see that...
You feel the connection to Hashem.
Not to compare.
So, the comes out over here that this is the thing, that it has to be that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He runs the world. There's no Vada Gomer on anything except for what Hashem wants. Anything it says in the Torah, all the promises, even if it means Olam Hazeh. But Lamaisa, there's always the veto power that Hashem runs the world. He's the boss over here. That's the side of Malchus Hashem. And then a person has a Chiyav to Shaltsu to Hashem. There's two things. Number one, you have to be Makar. Hashem's the boss, number one. Number two, you have to Shaltsu to Hashem. Like the sign, you have to Shaltsu to Hashem, and then Hashem Taka takes care of you. Then Hashem Taka takes care of you. Every single kapitel and tell him, David Melchon knocks the Rishayim. Why? Because that's steer to the whole betachen. The Rishayim are going against Hashem. So the gaiva is the big problem. The gaiva is a richak from Hashem. How do you know if your betachen is gaiva? Is your ego? Or how do you know if your betachen is taka that, like, you feel the care of Hashem? That you feel that Hashem's taking care of you. You're the sheep of Hashem. How do you know? What's the way to figure this out? Is it gaiva? Or is it achna? How do you figure this thing out? How do you figure out if it's gaiva?
Yisurim is yes.
If you have yisurim, how you deal with yisurim? How you deal with yisurim? How you deal with yisurim? Yeah.
Yisurim.
No, that's what he's talking about. Someone has yisurim.
So he can only get.
So Chazal Zuzu says that when you have yisurim, it shows if you're taka, it's real betachan or not, right? But you don't have yisurim. You don't have yisurim. How do you know?
What's
his teretz? Is that through the yisurim, you feel a connection to Hashem, and you feel as if you're lacking that connection. Without the Yisurim, that gives you the Simcha. It gives you Simcha.
So you need the background to appreciate that.
Yeah. Right. So it's Big Madrega that you feel that you're getting close to Hashem, and that's the most chashuv thing, and that brings you to Simcha.
That's Rabbi Kiva.
Rabbi Kiva's Madrega, that he wanted to show Malchus Hashem by showing Hashem is the boss. Even someone like Rabbi Kiva, the highest Madrega that Hashem could even do something Malach HaSharis can understand. And still, that's Malach HaSashem. That's Makabal Malach HaSashem. That's Makabal Malach HaSashem. There's no such thing as a Vadi in this world.
He's waiting for that opportunity, right?
Waiting for
that
opportunity. Because Makad Hashem Shemayim, that he's showing Malach HaSashem. What's the word Malach? That you're the boss here. Mm-hmm. I have no questions on it. I have no Shlita. I have no Shlita on this. I can't come with any tithes. It says Richas Yamim, it says this, all very nice.
Hashem
is the boss. Esther had Kashas, right, Sarah.
Sarah, and now
Shechtem. Right. That means that's the whole side of Kabbalah's Machas Hashem. That Hashem is the boss, we can't have any, no questions, no control, we have no control, no Kashas. That is the whole side of Machas Hashem. So until you have Kabbalah Machas Hashem, you don't have any shlita b'chal of having betachan Hashem. But even after you makav machas Hashem, you have to machniya to Hashem, machniya to His world. It's the shel tzut Hashem. As much as you could. And that's how, and then Hashem taka takes care of you. In the bechina of your hakara, that He is the boss. So the inyan of karbanis, the whole inyan of karbanis, the Zeporna says, right, what's the whole inyan of karbanis? Zavach mincha lechafatzi. It's not the carbon that Hashem wants. Oznaim karisali. Lomli rais of chachem. Raisha maybe carbon adam kasher lahavi baichav min kasher. Rai lahasig atachas asher b'svir ba lahakar v'yismech as yade ala carbon u'mespal u'bezeh yaitzi lepayel a pu'ula shal hachna. What is it? When a person does tshuva, it's achna, right? Tshuva is achna. When you bring a carbon, it's a pool of achna. That's the kapara. So whole tachlas is achna. So the achna is so important because without the achna, that's what's so important in karbanis. The whole thing turns into gaiva. The whole thing's the ego. I'm betechem ego. Right? I'm betechem ego. And anava is the best thing. The anava is the best eitzah. It says, Ekev Anava Yeres Hashem. So, what does this mean, Ekev Anava Yeres Hashem? You would think, let's say scientists, right? You talk to scientists about science. It's the most important thing in the world. Science is the most important one. You talk to a mathematician about math. Math is the most important thing. Whatever you're busy with it. The only people that are not like that are Chazal. Chazal always kicked themselves in the foot. What does Chazal say? Ekev Anava Yeres Hashem. That Yiras Hashem, that's what Chazal is selling. They're selling Yiras Hashem, right? Chazal is selling Yiras Hashem. What do they say? The Yiras Hashem is the Ekev to Anava. It means it's the heel of Anava. It means there's nothing compared to Anava. What's the Vart? Chazal, they always do this. They knock themselves in the foot. Chazal is selling Yiras Hashem. That's the business, right? We're open to sell Yiras Hashem. And they come along and say that even though Yiras Hashem is the greatest chachma, right? Masha Asa, Yira Tara the Raisha, which means Yira is the greatest chachma. But compared to Anava, it's a heel. It's a heel. Yiras Hashem is a heel to Anava. What's Pshat? Pshat is like this. You have a person who collects cans, right? Someone collects cans. What's Pshat they collect cans? You have no chachma. Right? A guy collects cans. They can't get further in life because they have no chachma. So the only thing they can do is collect cans. Fine. Someone that has chachma has a much better life, right? Chachma gives you happiness because now you could go and get a normal job. You don't have to collect cans. So chachma gives you happiness in life. Yiras Hashem, what a Chazal saying, Yiras Hashem is the greatest chachma. Why? Because, well, you see a lot of chachamim, the goyim, that chachma, but that Yiras Hashem, there's no gedarim. There's no gedarim. They can't even enjoy the life because there's no gedarim to it, right? There's no boundaries. You need the Yiras Hashem to give you the. You need the Yiras Hashem to give you the happiness of life. Come along, Chazal, and say, "Ekev anava Yiras Hashem, asha asa chachma atara l'raisha, asa anava ekev l'silasel." That means even though Yiras Hashem is the biggest etzah for chachma, it's a great. It'll do the best benefit for you, but it still doesn't come to anava. It still doesn't come to be machnia, to giving it up. Anava means I'm giving it up, right? I'm giving it up. I'm humbling myself. With all the chachma, the best eitz is anava. Because anava is when a person gives up all his kepedis. That gives you the best life. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Egev anava yiras Hashem oisher v'kaved v'chayim." Zok the Rebbeinu v'chayim oisher kaved v'chayim. Shiadam Baishin Vesavlan. First is the Anav, he's a Baishin Vesavlan. Mechaber Abrius, Umadaber Betevasan, Vishemaya Albaine Veshaisik. More than all the Chachma. A guy, he learns Chachma, right? He learns all the Chachmas in the world. It gets him very far. He learns Yir Shemayim, right? He learns all the Yir Shemayim in the world. He's the biggest Yir Shemayim, the biggest Chachma. But the person who's Shemaya Albaine Veshaisik, he's going to have a better life than him. He's going to have a better life. Why? He's going to come to Ashiris. You have the Aisha. Why? Ki ba'al anava hu semech b'chalkai v'yedeh ki hain atik yimat b'ene adam ima gaiva. If you have gaiva, then no matter how much money is not enough. V'yisbek lo'y ma'atim anava. If you have anava, then you'll be happy with a little bit. M'stapik v'ene m'sava la yisaris v'semech b'chalkai v'hu asher. So the anava is going to have the happiest life because he's going to have the Ashiris, which is Semech B'chalkai. And he's going to have the Kavod. Why? Because he's not going to be Nis'avah to Kavod. When a guy looks for Kavod, then he runs away from him, right? He comes to the Chasna. He's like, where's my kibbut? Everyone's like, oh my gosh. Watch out, this guy's here. He's looking for his kibbut. So Mela Anava brings you to Aisher. It brings you to Kavod. It brings you to Chayim. Why is it bringing you to Chayim? So Dr. Ben Mechai, Kam Nis'avah Ela Maisris, a person who wants a lot, he has daigas, but he didn't come rich. He lives in pain. So he has to call pain. But daiga and the daigas from chayim, so maybe he gets sick. He loses chayim. He'll get chayim. So Chazal is saying like this, that Anava brings to Aisher, Kavod and Chayim, and it's more than Yiras Shemayim. It'll give you a happier life. You want to have a happy life? Anava is the way to go. To see the guys that Taka very, very chashuv and chachma, they have tremendous chachma, they Taka wise people and smart people, but if they don't have Anava, they have miserable lives. Miserable lives. Why? Because you always have to give it up. You always have to give it up. Gemara says, "Nichnas Reb Lezer ben Shimon Medarish la'olam yadam rach kekana v'aliyah kasha ke'aras." A person has to always be soft, like a reed. What does it mean la'olam? What's it mean la'olam? The story of Simcha Zelig was the Rav in Brisk with Reb Chaim. He was a paisik in Brisk. And when he got old, it was Simcha Zelig. Simcha Zelig, yeah. He was a Rav.
Riga.
He got old, so they got a bachar to take him home at night after Ma'ariv. Help him get in bed, whatever. He was old already. So the bachar came the first night to help the Rav, and he was walking home with him, talking and learning. All of a sudden, a guy comes over, and he says, Rabbeinu, I need a shadach. Am I going to get a good shadach? He's like, of course, you can get a wonderful shadach. He says, Rabbi, I need a bracha. He gives him a varma bracha. He's going to get a mardik, a shadach. Fine. 10 minutes later, the guy comes back. He says, Rabbi, I need a shadach. So he's like, okay, of course, you get a shidduch, of course. He gives him a whole varma bracha, like the first time. 10 minutes later, he comes back again. The same thing, he gave him a bracha like the first time. They finally get home. The guy knocks on the door. He's back. So the bachar says to the rabbi, should I let him in? He's like, let him in. He lets him in, gives him a bracha like he never gave in his life. This bachar finally got the rav in bed. He's on his pillow. The guy knocks again. Rabbi, should I let him in? He says, let him in. He comes back, gives him a bracha, mamish, and he falls asleep. The next day he meets the rav. He says to the rav, Ad Masai, till when do you have to put up with this guy? Meshigana. So he says, Shade la'ilam yadam rachikana. La'ilam is la'ilam. Till the pillow. La'ilam is la'ilam. La'ilam yadam rachikana. Chazal's eitz of anava is greater. Is anava is makes your shemaim into ekev.
The next morning, the bachim at the son of Moab, Chazal, told him what happened. This guy comes every single night.
Many years.
Never stops. Lailam is Lailam. The story. Listen, it's never felt like Mishikayim. The Kleisel never had a lack of Mishikayim. Every town, you know. There's a story with Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman. He had every week about 30 guests. Every week, he had 30 guests, Archim. And one week, his son, Rav Nachum David, bought him a new tishpekesha. Yeah, we used to wear a nice tishpekesha. It was getting worn out. He bought him a new one. Punk that week, when Rav Yaakov Yosef Herman was serving the chalent himself, one of the guests took the plate of chalent and threw it right into his face and it slammed on his face and fell all over his new kapata. So Yaakov Yosef went to the kitchen. He washed off his face, took off the kapata, and put on the old kapata, and went back to the guy and said, what was wrong with the chalent? So he said, you didn't give me enough meat. You gave the other guy much more meat than me. So he says, oh, I didn't realize. He went back into the kitchen, and he got him more meat, and he got him a new portion. So his son, Rav Nachum David, said, I can't understand this. Wow. I can't understand. This guy comes every week. You give him food. You give him 1 week, a little week. He throws it in your face. So he said, Yaakov Yosef said, that if you don't know how to be soivel, you can't do chesed. If you don't know how to be soivel, you can't do chesed. I told us the big Askin. He says, it's true that if you don't know how to be soivel, you can do chesed. But I don't know if I can handle getting a plate of shalom. I don't know if I can handle that.
Maybe a birthday cake.
And Chosavav says that even the Kohen Gadol had to learn Hachna. He had to take out the Chumas Adeshen to learn Hachna, right? The Kohen Gadol, he should get carried away with himself. He took Chumas Adeshen out in order to learn Hachna. That's what Chosavav says in Shah Hachna. So the aside of Hachna, that a person has to have Hachna, is so important because otherwise it turns into Gaiva. And when the minute it turns into Gaiva, the minute it turns into Gaiva, then the whole Betachin turns into Gaiva Veitzim Yadi. That's the problem. The whole Betachin turns into Gaiva Veitzim. Because you have to show to Hashem. You have to show to Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. Hashem made a world. So everybody's hacking that I gave 18 things on Shidduchim. But there's a Shidduch crisis. So what do they mean to say? They mean to say that it's not in our hands. It's not in our hands. Shidduch crisis is not in our hands, right? It's not in our hands. It's Hashem's fault. The Shidduch crisis. He made too many girls, more than boys. As I saw unbelievable Pelayites. Pelayites has the best Aitzis, by the way. It's Oiska Halton, Ungenum Maklais are the best Aitzis. Pelayites said that if there's ever Shidduch crisis, it's too hard to marry a few daughter. You shouldn't say the Gzerim and Hashemayim is that Hashem wants some of the girls not to be married. You shouldn't say that. What should you say? You should say it's the Gzerim and Hashemayim that I have to work harder to marry for my daughter. That's the Gzerim. By Zivok. By Zivok. He says the Gzera is, the way you're supposed to tie it up is that the Gzera is I should work harder. That's the Gzera. That Hashem wants me to get the Shidduch through working harder. That's how I should tie it up. Putting more koiches in shtadlus and more koiches into more koiches in flying in shidduch, right? And more koiches into putting your standards down, right? He says that. He says you have to lower the standard. All the same problems 200 years ago, the same problems today.
He said lower the standard.
Yeah, yeah. He says lower the standard. Nechayis darga, and he says the Gemara. And he says the Gemara that says, Bagar Bitcha, if your daughter becomes of marriageable age, Shachar Avdach. He brings the Gemara down. He says you have to lower your, so you have to work on Hachna, and you have to work on, Hachna, and you have to work on more Shtadlus.
He means Yenim.
Someone told me.
I'll tell my neighbor yes.
Someone told me he read a Shidduch. And this guy has a whole bunch of girls home. And he called the guy, he said, I have a good shidduch for your daughter, but I personally don't read shidduchim, I can't handle it. But I'm telling you about this boy, it's a very tzukabat for your daughter. So the guy's like, I don't work like that. I don't work like that. You read the shidduch or forget about it. I don't work like that. You get the picture? So I kind of, that things are just going to get worse. Why? Because it used to be, that in Vilna, everybody in Vilna was the same. More or less was the same in Vilna. One was a shoemaker, one was a tailor, but everyone was the same. In Radin, everyone was the same. Okay, people are a little different with it. Now, every single person is different. Every single person is a different realm. One guy, he texts, he doesn't use the internet, he doesn't do it. Next guy, he uses email, he doesn't use. Next guy, how he shops, how he does. Every single person is different, right? So we're getting more maruchim, even your own neighbors, you're maruchim. So here's the problem. The gaiva is getting bigger. The richuk is getting more. So in order to make a shidduch, you have to jump off a cliff. Right? It gets harder and harder. It's getting harder and harder because the richuk is getting more. The gaiva is getting more. So mela, you have to work much harder on anava. You have to work much harding. You have to work much harder. They have to do much more shtablis. That's what the Pelayites is saying that you have to, Pelayites is saying you have to do much more work. You have to put much more work into it because when you do the, if you do the shtadlus, you do work, you put work into it, you become much more practical. You become anuf, you become humble. When you put the work into it, you see what's there, what's available. If you sit back and wait for the phone call, nothing's good. If you put the work into it, you shvitz, then you become humbled. You become a chna, and then once you get the achna, it's easier to go through life. It's easier to sail. And you don't have to figure out the world's problems. The whole yisoid of chayecha kaidman is that you have to take care of your problems. That's all yisoid of chayecha kaidman. You have to take care of your problem. You have to take care of your problem. You have to do shtarka shadlas. You have to mechni. And you'll marry. You have to worry the whole world's problems, fix the world's problems. It's possible for you to do that. So maskan is that Hashem is not shalom to you until you shall tzu to Hashem. Have a good day.